going to excavations in places far and beyond Fuji School next year. I want to say a special goodbye to you and special all the best. So, can you read out the names and maybe Jonas and Arvind can help me with finding you wherever you are.
So I think they want to present.
We have a song. All right. So how about you do that first?
Thank you very much for our teachers and students for this year. It was sometimes not that simple, and we changed a lot, and we did a lot, and we had some conflicts, and I think we survived pretty well. Thanks for that. If you expect that I praise our school now, I can't do it. If you expect I praise the graduates, I can't do it either. The reason is that I'm never really sure that all the possibilities, all the options we have, all the gifts we receive from the universe are properly used here in our place. I have the feeling that we plunder a lot of chances. So let's not challenge the destiny by telling that we achieved something. But let's consider something else. Let's consider an objective. What are the objectives of a school in all of it? There's this strange saying which basically you find in the internet, it's be the change. No, at least it's not do a change, at least it's be a change, but be a change is already worn out, it's used up. No, even by last week's woman who told us about the goals and things like this, did you realize that it's written there sponsored by Microsoft? Everything is purchasable. If you want to be an environmentalist, you don't have to. You can purchase it on the internet. Right? It's consumption. You can go to a conference, you can go to this one, you can make a committee and you become an environmentalist. Spirituality is also purchasable. You can go to workshops, you can do yoga, you can do all kinds of stuff. And this consumption of spirituality offers you a spirituality without side effects. That's the real big advantage. But the side effects of true spirituality is that you lose your ego. If you go in this field of consumption, you don't have to. You can stay and it becomes really even bigger. So the question is for us in our will, if we really want to be changed, how do we do it? How do we get out of this commercialization, which basically everything we do gets absorbed by? We have to change habits. But how can we change habits? So for changing habits, we need an orientation. How do we orient? How do we know that we're not just another biological robot manipulated by advertisement and moving this or this or that direction? So, as we're here in Oregon, let's try to pursue an option. First, I think we have to step back from this overwhelming reality which is put into us by our senses. What we see, what we smell, what we hear, what we feel, what we touch, and realize that these are not more than shadows on the cave, like what Plato says. So once we somehow get a little bit distance from this overwhelming reality, which we think that's the only reality there is, and maybe look back and observe it a little bit from afar and see a little bit wider than just the moment, then comes the next one, that step one more back. Now let's step back from all our mental conceptions. Let's step back from all our cultural beliefs. No, I'm a German, he's a mixture of American, Spanish, God knows what, and the other one has an Indian. And step back from this one. Step back from our religion. Some are Christians, some are religious Orwellians, some are Muslims. Let's step from this one. And let's step also from this conception of values which are put into us by our families. You have to do like this, you have to do like this, you should do like this, you should do like that. Let's step from the old, our mental conceptions. A change in mental conception never changed the world. It doesn't matter how bright the mental conception is. If you want to have evidence, the mental conception of making this planet heaven on earth is known since more than 4,000 years. So changing, putting another mental conception does not change the world. So let's step back from this mental conception. After we have done this one, let's step back from all our emotional setup. That we believe that the jealousy we feel is our jealousy. That we feel that it's, I want to have the chocolate ice cream. Observe who wants the chocolate ice cream. Why do we want the chocolate ice cream? Maybe step back from all our desires. Be able to come to the point where we can observe the energies which flowing through us, which make us nervous, which make us safe, which make us insecure. Sometimes these energies are just nameless. They're just there. We try to push them back. So let's step back from this one so that we are able to observe all this emotional, all this energy setup which we have in us. Once this is done, let's make one more step back and disconnect from our body. Make sure that this body was born like 61 years ago, with all kinds of chemical reactions, physical, blah, 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 whatever. And it will go away and most people eaten up by mothers. But it's not me, it's my body. And I have body consciousness, which makes me angry, which makes me hungry, it's all kind of stuff. So let's step back there also. And once we have stepped back from this physical consciousness, then we maybe reach a space which is silent, which is calm, which doesn't have any norms, which doesn't have any forms. And once we are there, then we should turn around and see our origin, and see who we really are, and see why this planet exists, and see what our purpose is on this planet. And once we are there, then we can change our habits. And then we will realize that the changing of our habits will change the habits of the world. But as long as we are not there, we only steer and blow wind in water. So now, if Future School produces from time to time a student who moves in this direction, who makes this the first and only priority, and not many, to pursue this path, there's only one priority to find out. It's like the scientist of the scientists. I want to know. And if from time to time you produce one of those students, I think Future School made a good job. So now, it's on them. We just graduate now. So as Orwell and as Future School, want to put it at their feet. You have a chance now. Live a normal life, or make your life an adventure of consciousness. There's nothing in between. Either or. Good luck, guys.
déconner. Il se tente de se réveiller. Faut pas déconner.
Because they deserve it. And thank you so very much. And secondly, I thank all my teachers, my O-level and A-level teachers, my mentors, Brigitte and Paul, my friends, my, I don't know, in old future school. Very big thank you for making my learning experience a wonderful one.
Faut pas déconner, il s'attend de se réveiller. Faut pas déconner, le message est dans le reggae.
I think thank you both my parents who have made this decision.
C'est de l'action, la jeunesse n'est pas bonnée. Vampire. Vampire. Faut pas déconner. Il serait temps de se réveiller.
Thank you everybody for the learning experience and everything that Future School has given me. Every one of you contributed to the amazing experience that I got to have today. Thank you.
Il serait temps de se réveiller. Faut pas
So yeah, thanks. And I want to say sorry for some of the teachers that I might have offended. And for coming late and acting cool and being disrespectful and all that crap. But I actually learned a lot and I'm gonna fucking miss the school and you guys because this is really real. Like, I don't feel any superficiality, which I'm really scared to face in the world. Like, really scared, but also really excited. And sorry for all the arguments I've had with the school, probably. But yeah, it was fun.
Je ne peux pas rester dans mon coin, fermer ma gueule.
patrie. Liberté, égalité, fraternité, quelle belle devise. Quand on droit de l'homme, on droit de vendre des armes au Rwanda. Faut pas déconner.
There's a moment for any of the parents who might want to say something, any of the friends who are gathered here who might want to say something.
I just want to thank all the parents. I want to thank Future School. I want to thank Orville, and I want to really, really thank especially all the people that dedicate time to the schools and to our children. It really, really means a lot to me. Thank you.
A special thanks to Swati, who made a big effort to do the
Father, mother, the next step is guru, which is teacher, after they think of God. So, first mother, father, teacher, God. This is what I've been teaching them, and they have to follow it the rest of their life.
Tigers on the prowl bed.